Edgar Allan Poe could write some amazing fictional tales, but perhaps some of the most intriguing fiction was that he told about his own life. We'll try to sort out the facts and the myths on today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Edgar Allan Poe is known for his amazing literary tales, but some of the biggest tales may have been the ones he told about himself.
He purported to be the grandson of Benedict Arnold, to have served in Greek and Russian armies, to have been expelled from the University of Virginia, and none of these things are true.
Helen McKenna Off at Edgar Allan Poe National Historic Site says there's always been a lot of truth and myth surrounding Poe's life, and all of that worked to make him even more popular.
His amazing enemy, Rufus Griswold, when Poe died, started to write very false memoirs about Poe. It thoroughly destroyed Poe's reputation, but that makes him more interesting for people. And then Charles Baudelaire, the great French poet, tried to rescue Poe's reputation, and that made Poe America's most popular literary export. His reputation was on a slippery slope.
Off says the site here in Philadelphia tries to cut through some of the fiction that surrounds Poe's life and put together the most realistic portrait of his life possible.
He was really gracious and courteous and fun and brilliant and the most brilliant conversationalist I've ever heard. However, he had a really severe drinking problem, and when he drank, it was catastrophic. And, you know, so we are looking for those voices that are in the middle who are balanced and can say, yeah, I knew him, loved him, but he had problems.
Despite some of those problems, his work still impacts people today.
Poe's contributions to world literature include some enduring poetry that still moves people to this day. His very sophisticated psychological approach to telling a horror story is extremely influential.
Traveling the Countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.